Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks pick up win number 23 on the season, pulling away from the Sioux City Musketeers for a 5-1 victory. And it's time to recap it in our post-game scoring summary that is presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks struck first and got that goal within the first 5 minutes of the action. And the Hawks move it back out, led up left wing by Owen Baker. Dribbles it to the offensive zone for Hillman, then to the slot. Erdman behind his back, Challey with a wrist shot, and he scores! Here come the Hawks! Kennedy Challey from near the right faceoff dot. Erdman made the extra pass. Challey's seventh goal of the season at 4:38. And no drama about Griffin Erdman's point streak. With an assist on that goal, he extended his run out to seven straight games with at least one goal or assist. Miles Hillman with the other assist on Challey's tally. The Hawks were up 1-0. That was the score for most of the first period until Sioux City leveled the count with a minute 45 left in the first period. Ben Poitras moved to the inside edge of the left circle toward the slot, got a shot away, and at the top of the crease, Sawyer Scholl knocked it down and past the glove of Jack Spicer. Scholl from Poitras, as well as an assist to Max Strand at 18-15, evening the count at one each way. The Hawks scored early in the second, even though they were denied on a power play that began the period. They did go back in front less than 4 minutes out of intermission. And now McInnes takes contact, got the puck up the boards, help from Badger, and it's out to center, and Klee one-on-one to the offensive zone, turns, chased by Zuger, but now gets to Beatty coming late. He fires one wide, and then it goes into the net after coming off the end glass, redirected across the goal line as Beatty followed it up and put it right past Kokendorfer, who didn't know whether the puck was coming or going. Here come the Hawks as Zach Beatty gives Waterloo a new lead at 3:39 of the second period. Zach Beatty was there. The netminder Croy Kokendorfer was there. There was at least one defender there. The puck caught somebody off the end glass and found its way across the goal line and in, and Zach Beatty credited with the goal, his sixth of the season, ultimately the game winner from David Klee and Grayson Badger at 3:39 of the second period, breaking that 1-1 tie, and the Hawks would do all the scoring the rest of the way beyond that, adding to the lead at 17:44 of the second period. Baker does find it back to Jaden Kerr, wrist shot, and that one leads to a Blackhawk goal for Miles Hillman. It deflected, came down with Hillman looking at an open side, and here come the Hawks. It's a 3-1 Waterloo lead as Miles Hillman scores his team-leading 15th of the season. Hillman assisted by Jaden Kerr, as well as Griffin Erdman with his second assist of the game. 17:44, the time of that insurance goal that made it a 3-1 Blackhawk lead. Really a key moment after that, and just moments after that, when Kerr was called for a roughing penalty on an open ice hit in the neutral zone. So the Musketeers going to a power play in the 3-1 game could have scored in the late minutes before the second period ended to get back within one. Hawks win the draw, and out to center in a hurry is Lindberg. He's up the ice with a shorthanded breakaway. He shoots and scores! Here come the Hawks! Lindberg let it go near the top of the left circle and beat Kokendorfer to the glove side. And instead of Sioux City getting back within one, it's the Blackhawks to their largest lead of the game, 4-1. Lindberg with a shorthanded goal, his ninth goal of the season, assisted by Garrett Shifsky for the Blackhawks, the third shorthanded goal that the team has scored. It came at 18:02 of the second period, and that seemed to deflate the Musketeers, who did not get much on their power play and only were credited with four shots on goal in the third period after the Blackhawks had made it a 4-1 lead. In fact, the Hawks would get the only goal in the third. And the Musketeers collect it, but then give it up. Challey a takeaway to the slot. Hong shooting. He scores! Here come the Hawks. James Hong beats Troy Kokendorfer to the stick side over his right shoulder. And it's 5-1 Waterloo. The Blackhawks with four unanswered. Hong's 10th of the season. He joins Miles Hillman and Garrett Shifsky in double figures for the Blackhawks this season. Mikko Matika, of course, also with a double-digit goal total, but 16 of his 18 have been scored before he got to Waterloo when he was a member of the Madison Capitals. Hawing from Chali at 5:56 of the third, so a multi-point game for Gennady Chali, and the Blackhawks with a 5-1 lead the rest of the way to the end. Waterloo finished 0-3 on the power play in this game. Sioux City was 0-1. The Hawks outshot the Musketeers 10-4 in the third period for the game, 39-21. Croy Kochendorfer takes the loss with 34 saves despite those stops. Comes out on the short side. Jack Spicer stopped 20 of 21 for his USHL leading 17th victory of this season. The Blackhawks extended their lead during the second and third periods. Bring the power where you need it with extension cords from Prime Wire. Prime Wire, the professional's quality choice in extension cords. Their products available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can find help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Waterloo wraps up the weekend and the month of January on their schedule with a 5-1 win against the Sioux City Musketeers. The Hawks win 8 out of 9 January games.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.